Stephen Donnelly has said he should have renewed the tenancy on his property with the Residential Tenancies Board, the RTB. He told reporters this morning that he missed it. It was his fault and a mistake, and he thought everything was in order, but checked after the Robert Troy controversy. He was also asked whether there was anything else that might emerge.
To the best of my knowledge, Micheál, this is yes. This is it. It is a missed renewal in 2019. I missed it. It's my fault. It shouldn't have happened. And I rectified it as soon as I discovered it.
And describing himself as an accidental landlord, the minister defended his previous calls in the Dáil that those who find themselves in this position should pay less tax on their rental income.
Well, in this particular property, we are accidental landlords. Yeah, it is a case of we bought a property, it went into negative equity, and that was the case.
You were not for your own interest.
The previous position that I was making, which I think is still relevant today, is we need people able to rent places. And we had a situation whereby Irish citizens who had a property, maybe they had it for their pension or maybe they had it through negative equity, were being taxed at about 50% on the rental income, but corporate investors were paying a tiny fraction of that. I didn't believe that was the right policy. I still don't.
Minister of Health Stephen Donnelly. Well, in the last few minutes, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been asked about the controversy when he spoke to reporters.
Generally speaking, if people are contributing to Dáil Éireann and they have a particular interest, they should declare that interest, although it has been declared on the Register of Interests. And I think that's the important point. So it's not that he hadn't declared it, he hadn't publicly. But again, we have to look at the context in which that debate took place. And there can be very genuine motivations as well when people bring forward proposals and amendments to legislation. I think that has to be accepted as well.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Well, let's talk now to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, is anybody saying that Stephen Donnelly should step down?
No, I think the opposition are some step back from that. But there was a warning from Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrén to Minister Donnelly this morning. He said if he had any other skeletons in the closet, he should quickly reveal them or else the same fate that awaited Robert Troy could also await him. So that's as strong as the opposition has gone. They have described his approach as cavalier and lax. But somewhat the fact that these properties were on the members' interest in the Dáil, that they were registered there, is probably sufficient for Stephen Donnelly at the moment, if nothing else is to emerge. And he says, to the best of his knowledge, nothing else should emerge. So I think, for the moment at least, there will be trenchant criticism from the opposition. That will continue when the Dáil resumes in just under a fortnight. But they are calling, it is some way short of calls for resignation at the moment.
Yeah, and on this wider question of Dáil deputies, senators perhaps as well, declaring an interest when they're discussing a matter in a debate in which they may have a direct interest. Is that beginning to gain a bit of momentum, a bit of traction?
Yeah, I think that is a pressure point. And you heard from the Taoiseach's contribution there that it would be better, he feel, if people fully declared this when they were speaking on those debates. And some TDs and senators do. Stephen Donnelly didn't on those four occasions when he was speaking on finance bills, when he was in opposition and talking about, as he saw it, the need for better tax treatment for those who were accidental landlords who were essentially non-corporate landlords. So his defence there is that if there were any changes, it would apply to all people who were of the non-corporate landlord group, not just accidental ones, and of course as well that it was on the Register of Members' Interests. But I think he is under pressure on that point, and when pressed this morning further on it, he said that question about declaring during debates probably is something that has to be looked at. And he did seek to justify his position by saying if someone is calling for better healthcare, should they declare in that that they would benefit from that? Now, that seems a fairly flimsy defence, but I suppose the core point remains is that the properties were registered.
Very good, Micheál Lehane, political correspondent. Thanks for that.